The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Welcome to the Django!
Yeah.
We got fun and games! We got everything you want!
Yeah!
That's
that one a little high.
That is my type of song right there, dude. I play that.
Yes.
I'm over here doing the crab dance.
Yeah.
I'm better with you than Adam is on the singing.
You are.
Let's be honest.
I actually like every time I start, I look at you, I'm
dude.
Like,
I want to give Adam a chance though.
We should get harmonicas so we could like just get.
I
want to
give a chance
together.
For singing.
All right. All right. I am completely okay with not being the best at everything, bro.
Yeah. Well, so you said
it shows.
So you say I like how you wore your dude. You don't lose much muscle after being sick. You still look kind of. He didn't lose any muscle.
No, I didn't lose any weight. And yeah, I tell you what. Here's the crazy.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or you're being complimentary.
So
you guys are talking so much shit these days. I'm like, I can't even keep up.
No, he looks pretty good. I mean, I came back. I was all excited.
It's like,
I'm like, all
right.
I came back. I was like, yes, yes.
He's really trying.
Adam's gonna be smaller. Oh, I'm gonna show him what time it is. Yeah, looks the same.
Well, lucky for me, the one day
you didn't get sick. Sick enough.
The one day I trained right before
a little
I got
bit
sick,
green though.
I did some heavy squat. Well, what's heavy for me? It's not Sal heavy, but I did some heavy squats, and so my legs got crushed, and then I got sick, and then I was down. And I'm just a little crazy like that, where I was sick, laying in bed, not feeling good. And I'm still, you know, the chicken soup. My girl makes chicken soup, and I got like 12 ounces of chicken in my soup, you know? Like, so I'm making sure I'm getting
my girl makes the best.
Yeah, like five chicken breasts and water.
Yeah, seriously. So I was, my meals were not good. And typically when I get sick like that, I do, I crave a lot of bad stuff. You know, I want bad food.
What was the worst thing you ate when you were sick?
Frozen yogurt.
That's not bad.
I know. It's the worst thing I had. Well, let me see here. Gotta have something better now, right?
Bro, I had a fucking double burger yesterday. Not yesterday.
A double?
Saturday. Double.
Oh, I had a burger.
A double homemade burger.
That's manly.
Yeah.
I had a Buckhorn Grill burger. I did have a guacamole bacon
comes.
Burger. Okay. So I had a guacamole bacon burger one night.
Oh, yeah. And then I had Dairy Queen.
Oh my god,
did you have Dairy Queen?
No, that I just
when's the last
that.
Time you had a Blizzard?
Yeah, it's when my wife was pregnant and like having these crazy ass cravings, and we were like driving for like everywhere. We went to she wanted a Foster's Freeze,
yes,
like specific, you
she's
know,
like, I want
like,
orange
all these specific
freeze.
Sprinkles on it and all this shit.
You had to find
and
it,
and like I was like working, and it was like right near where I worked. At this gym, and I'm like hiding, you know. We actually found we had to go to find the, like it was a Dairy Queen, like because the Foster's Freeze was close. We went to the Dairy Queen. It was like right next to the gym, and I'm like putting their shirt over my head. You know, I don't want anybody to see me in there.
You know, that's like the most embarrassing thing too when you're a personal trainer, right? And you have to go into some fast food place or something that's nearby, and it's like you're some clients or somebody.
Dude, because everybody in there is an amoeba.
Yeah,
they're like fucking like blobs of human.
Huge.
Dude, they're just you know what I mean. Like nobody like
they're fleshy.
In broad daylight goes to like those places,
bro,
unless they just don't give a fuck.
The biggest people you'll ever see in your life eat at the hometown buffet.
It's the people of Walmart.
You ever go to hometown buffet?
No, I have. You know that's used to be my grandma's favorite place.
Oh, dude, hometown buffet.
I just find it
bro,
fascinating.
Buffets are disgusting
because I've been to Europe before. When you're in Europe, it's not like that.
No, they're skinnier. A lot skinnier.
It's not just a lot skinnier or kind of. It's, I think I was there for like 10 days, right? I think I saw two people in 10 days, and all I did was walk and take the metro everywhere. I think I saw two people that we would consider
their
even.
Portions are just not what we have.
And they
here,
just,
dude.
They walk everywhere.
And they're very active.
Did you, have you tried to buy a shirt in Europe?
Oh, yeah, the size.
Oh, I'll get an extra large, and it's fucking skin tight. Extra large, skin tight.
Yeah.
And I'm not massive.
That's like Ted Baker. It's like one of my favorite brands. It's like, I can't wear sparkly. Anything. Yeah. Like, the lady's like, oh, well, we carry double X. So I'm like, oh, great. Could you get it? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This is a double X. It's like a medium anywhere else. It does not fit
me. It's
like
a fanny pack.
Yeah, I love that style, and I can't wear it. It's just not. It's built for skinny little 130-pound dudes, dude.
Just put it on.
They do not have like buff dudes.
Just put it on tight, dude. Yeah. Just put it on tight.
I do. You've seen my shorts. Those are them right there.
Which shorts?
My short shorts that I have. That's what you call it.
The ones you prance around in.
Yeah, yeah, they prance around. La 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 la. Yeah. No, but yeah. So when you go over there, like, you do not see it. Like, you people are there's no big, and we just get used to that here,
bro.
Yeah.
They don't even lift weights over there. So I went. It's not that popular. It's not as popular. At least maybe it is now. But I went when I was
running and walking is
well, sure. Like, and I'm speaking for Italy now. Soccer is very popular, right?
Yeah.
So I went when I was 19. So that's quite a bit. It's about 15, 16, 17 years ago, and I went to Italy. 19 years old. I go to the gym. And I'm not a massive dude. I'm muscular, but I'm not huge. Over there, I was massive.
Hercules.
Dude, I'm working out. Bro, a crowd formed around me.
Really?
I swear to God.
Wow.
A crowd formed around me, and then they applauded after I was done with my sets. I am not making this shit up. It was the weirdest thing ever.
Oh, man.
I'm huge over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
you
went
just
there.
Felt like Arnold all of a sudden.
I went over there with an ex-girlfriend, and she, I don't know if you guys remember Monique or not, but she's like a figure competitor. So she's like, you know, she walks around like 150 as a female, like lean as fuck 150. She could be 175, no problem, with a flat stomach. Wow. Right? So she's like jacked.
She's got the cakes.
Yeah, right. And then I'm all beefed out, probably 230 or whatever. We're walking around Europe, and just people looked at us, and it wasn't like, see, here you walk around and somebody sees like a fit couple. It's like, I feel like it's like you get admired or people will compliment you or something like that.
Yeah.
There, they are staring at you like you're from the circus. You know, people are tapping on each other like, look. And it's like gross. They're like, whoa, what is wrong with them?
Dude, my buddy weighs 220. He went to, he worked in Japan for a second, and people would come up to him and ask him if he was a pro wrestler.
Yeah, right.
That's all awesome. The time. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I got an NFL player the other day. It was pretty funny. In the grocery store. Yeah. She's like, I was telling my girl that she's ringing up her groceries, and I can see her. And I'm down on my phone. I'm texting. I'm like waiting for my turn. And she's right in front of me, and she's checking out. She keeps looking back, and it's like I can see you, right? Looking at, even though I'm looking at my phone, I can see you like turning around. She's looking at me head to toe, and she keeps looking back. And finally, when I peel away from my phone and make any sort of eye contact with her, she finds, excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, but are you a professional football player? Like, no.
Excuse me, can I touch your penis?
Yeah. No. Am I wrong? Yeah. Do you want to spank me?
Yeah.
No. You know, I was trying to think, dude. The only time, like, I had this like really bizarre, like, so they must have thought I was famous or something.
Where's
like,
this?
It was really weird. Like, I was in Orlando with my brother at Disneyland. And like there was like, you know, there's how there's like huge groups of people and they all have the same like shirt and it's the same color and all that. So there's this it was like all Asian chicks, and like they were all in this like elevator or like pass through with me and my brother, and they were like all pointing and staring at me, and then they just one by one started coming up to me and taking pictures with me, and like,
and you didn't stop them?
I couldn't even understand them. I was like sitting there. I was like, what's going
on? What if they were talking shit? Like, look at that super white American. Let's go take pictures and bring it back.
He looks like he glows in the dark.
The abominable snowman. there he is.
Abdominals.
Oh, so I have a bone to pick.
That was weird.
Uh-oh, what happened? That was quick. Like a little.
I do. I have
bone
a
bone to pick.
I've got a fucking bone to pick.
All right, pick this.
You
pick
know
it.
What, dude?
What'd you do?
Pick a bone. Son.
So I started it today by posting on my Instagram, and I'm so fucking tired of my news, and it sucks because a lot of these motherfuckers are my friends, dude.
Oh,
are fitness people.
I know what you're gonna say.
Are fitness people? Yeah. Fitness people. People that call them fitness professionals. You're not a professional if you fucking sling this shit. Okay. If you go around and you're pushing fucking detox teas and cleanses and goji juices and all that bullshit out there, you are no longer a fitness professional in my eyes. No. I don't give a shit how many fucking national certifications, what gym you work for, or whatever it is you do. If you're going around peddling that shit, you are not a fitness professional, in my opinion.
Now, anymore. That being said, if they want to pay us money to talk about their
put us at the top of their pyramid. Yeah,
it's literally, just making money. It's like every other stupid thing now in my newsfeed is somebody talking about these detox teas or these cleanses. And and you know what? I know, Ev, I love you, brother. I know you're listening to this. I'm not, this isn't towards you, but this is what stemmed from right here, right? So I come home and my boy Ev, my roommate, he's got his new girlfriend over and they're fucking breaking out the detox thing and he's doing this thing. And here's my girl. She's such an instigator, right? This is 2 nights ago. And I see him and he's doing this whole, he's teaching her how to do it and everything like that. And they're all, detoxing. And it's, and part of their reading instructions, like, eliminate red meats and stop this and stop that. And it's a 10-day cleanse thing, right? And I go upstairs and I'm like, you see her, brother? And she's like, no, what's he doing? And I go, well, he's got his girl and him. They're doing a detox thing now. And she's like, well, why don't you say something to him? I'm like, hon, I don't want to say something to him. If he wants it, it's not going to hurt him. It's going to help him out. It's going to do, but it's like, he lives with me. He probably should ask me these things like this. I'd probably save him a few bucks before he goes and gets it. Right. I said, if he were to, in our intermittent fasting guide, I have the book on the table. And I'm like, if you would open the book and actually turn to the page that shows all the health benefits, it trumps all the health benefits in that.
Well, that's the health benefits of a cleanse, right? Is the fast.
Yeah.
And this is where I'm getting to this, right? Yeah.
All these things.
So what does my girl do last night? And I'm sitting on the couch and he comes walking in and she goes in front of him. Hey, babe, did you tell Ev about his detox tea?
I love Katrina.
And I go, No, nothing. And then Ev's like, what's going on with my detox tea? I'm like, no, I was just wondering which one it was you were doing. I just played off. And then he's like, oh, it's this one. And he's explaining about it. No, babe, tell him what you were telling me. And I'm like, fucking Katrina. Seriously, dude, like, I don't want to get, I'm not going to get on to him about it. Like, and I know my boy's doing something healthy and good for his body. It's not bad, but it's just like, dude, save your money. And what I love about these things, right? So you flip the box around and it's like fucking 17 pills you got to take, right? And it's like, here's all the rules. It's 10 days long. And you read like all the pills. Okay. All the pills, right? Calcium, fiber, iron. It's all the shit that you need to take because you're taking all the other food away, right? For many days. Because 10 days or 30 days or 15 days, whatever your fucking cleanse says, is you're taking all these nutrient-rich foods out of the diet to cleanse yourself.
So now take our pills.
So now take all our pills that would be supplied from those nutrients.
Because it's purified.
And then there's the special one.
Purified.
Then there's the special one with the proprietary blend that has, all the fucking caffeine, B6, all the fucking B vitamins, all the thermogenic stuff inside of it. And this is what is going to burn the fat. And it's just like, dude.
No. The word detox gets on my nerves because if you're really toxic, you're sick. Like, right. You're going to the hospital.
Right, you're
going to
die.
Yeah, if you've got issues where you really need to get detoxed, then you're talking about some major problems.
Oh, dude, my favorite is, you guys know those strips that people used to put on the bottom of their feet?
And they get dark?
Yeah, and they get dark, and they're like, that's all the toxins leaving my body. Yeah.
What? I've never even seen one of those.
Yes, dude. Because it comes out of my feet. This was a thing.
Yeah.
What?
It's the biggest scam, like, ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these scams. You know what's, okay, this is not to go out too off subject.
And magnetic shit. Let's talk about that.
I'm with that. Okay.
Yes.
So did you guys ever
dumbasses.
Did you guys ever go in the mall and see those kiosks where they would sell those bracelets?
Yes, bro.
And do you remember the test that they would do?
Yeah, the test. They would push you.
Yeah.
Right? And you'd be like, oh. And then the next time they'd warn you ahead of time. So basically your core is going to engage and you're going to brace yourself and boom, oh my God, it works.
So I called a guy out once. So I saw them doing this test and I was with my wife and I'm like, oh, I'm like, watch this. So I go over there and I said, so how does this
you
work?
You fucking just shove him.
No. This is how they do the test. He goes, okay, stand on one foot and stick your left arm out. So I'm sticking my left arm out and I'm standing on one foot. And then he pushes on my left hand and I kind of tip over. Uh-huh. And then he says, now put this bracelet on and try it again. So I do it again, and then the second time it's harder. You know, I resist better.
Yeah, because he knows it's coming.
And he goes, "Well, that's the bracelet." And I said, "No, that's called central nervous system adaptation." I was like, "That literally just happened." I said, "If
that literally just
when you tell someone to balance on one foot and do a movement and have them stop for a second and try it again, they're better the second time. Exactly. Central nervous system adaptation happens right away." And he's looking at me like, shut up, man. Get the fuck away.
Hey, you're ruining my
whole... Get away from my kiosk. Yeah.
Deal here, bro.
Yeah, so I'm breaking it down for him. Like, no, your magical bracelet, you know, made with the metal...
Tommy
fucking...
Copper.
Yeah. It's so
I just
stupid.
Probably called but somebody. All right.
As far as those teas go, the thermogenic, you know, the thermogenic fat burners have a couple fat burning potential benefits. But here's what they really break down to. A, they can suppress appetite. And B, there is a thermogenic effect in which they do increase the production of, you know, certain chemicals in the body called catecholamines that help, you know, amplify your body or stimulate your central nervous system. Here's the problem, though. When you go off of them, your body's adapted to those extra release of catecholamines. And so you have a period of time where you're depressed, where those things are low and you feel shitty. This is why when you drink coffee every fucking day and then you stop drinking it, you feel like shit for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So many times when you take them and you go off of them, whatever benefit they gave you, you lose and then you gain back afterwards. Really, well, that's what it breaks down to.
Well, that's really the most common thing. And at the end of the day, it's like those, like I said, all the health benefits that they claim from those are the exact same health benefits that you get from a 17 to a 24-hour fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The low calorie, the fast is where you get the benefits.
Yes. That's it. Bottom line, you don't have to buy any extra pills.
Hydrating and fasting.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had to boil it down to two things that are going to really help to recharge your metabolism.
Right there.
That's it.
And you can even do it this way. You can even not do a complete fast. You can do 500 calories a day for 5 days in a row or 3 days in a row.
Yeah, that'll cleanse you out real too.
Yeah, that's kind of like a fast. It's a low calorie fast, you know, or 1,000 calories a day or whatever. Don't take what I'm saying, you know, to point. I'm just
That's
giving examples. Yeah, I'm giving examples. I don't want some idiot now to go eat 500 calories a day.
Yeah.
Sal told me to eat 500 calories and I died. Let's not do that. If you really want to know how to fast properly, learn how to do it properly. We sell a fasting guide that breaks it down. But you can find good information online. But as far as like cleansing the body, most of these teas are all they are is diuretics and laxatives.
Yeah.
They make you shit yourself.
So you lose water weight. Also,
someone takes it like, look how flat my stomach is. You just shit your brains out. You just had dysentery and now you have a flat stomach, no shit.
Well, the other thing that they do, which it blows my mind, we fall for this, is they take all the, you know, the, like, let's say it's one of the tea ones, right? And they put some, you know, special flour in there and whatever, like, or a special herb or vitamin or something. And then they take all the benefits of it. Like, you know, let's just say iron. You know, you could take all that. We could sit here and we could talk all day about the benefits of iron and why iron is essential to the body. Same thing you could do with protein. Same thing you could do with fat.
Any
same
nutrient.
Thing with a B vitamin, with a C, with D. You could take that and we can talk. We could do a whole paragraph about how essential it is to your body and how important it is for the skin and for the hair. Yeah,
and you would be accurate.
And it would be accurate.
And then, but then step two, take a whole shitload of it and you get more of that stuff.
Yeah.
No.
Which never works. No. I mean,
vitamin B12 is important for energy production. We know this. So what does every energy drink on the freaking planet have? 5,000% vitamin
B12.
Yeah. That you're not going to get more fucking energy from it.
Yeah.
Because there's 5,000%. You only get so much. The rest of it just makes your pee really expensive.
Yeah, right.
And yellow.
That's why it glows, dude. That's why it's glowing, right?
And salty.
It's vibrant.
It's salty. I tried.
Mm.
You tried to reuse it or what?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I've never drank my... It's never been my pee.
You and Bear Grylls.
So what is... what, you're just seeing these on your news feed? Just people hawking them?
Well, and that's what it is. They're so popular right now. And it's crazy because they've been around for a long time. But they become even, you know, now they have like the skinny bunny, the detox, whatever. And there's all different formulas. There's the 7-day cleanse. There's the 5-day cleanse. There's the 30-day cleanse. And, you know, they all. And then, you know, here's the other thing, too. Here's a great one. Because now then people are listening right now going like, well, actually, I had a girlfriend who, you know, lost 15 pounds.
Of course.
Or I had someone who did this or whatever. That.
Of
and
course.
Here's what most of these things do, too. If you get on their website, they all either offer a free or complimentary or charge you a small price for a meal plan and a workout regimen to go in conjunction with it.
Yeah.
And so a lot of these people...
I wonder why you lost weight.
Right. A lot of these people are, eating or drinking 200 calories worth of fucking flours and not eating any food and working out like crazy.
Let's make a tea and call it fucking flour. Fucking, it's what, fucking did you drink your fucking flour?
Diarrhea thing? Flours.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, exactly. They're drinking diarrhea flours that are 300 calories, you know, for lose 7 days weight. Straight, and they're doing cardio and lifting weights. Like, no fucking shit, you got in shape.
Diarrhea flours is well, that's when Justin goes to the bathroom and then he sprays this air freshener out after.
You walk in there. I spray the back of the toilet bowl. You saw that.
Rocked it, bro.
It was violent.
Awesome. That was a violent shit.
I was
storm.
Holding on to the
rails. Did you have the detox tea? Is that what happened?
It must have. Somebody must have slipped me one of those. You fucker.
That's what we should do. What as a prank.
What about the super antioxidant?
I was just
here. Wait. Whatever happened? Let me just say this. Whatever happened to the good old days when your friend used to say, "Hey man, come over. Like I'm having a get together at my house," and then all of a sudden the projector comes out, and then you know, "Hey man, you want to make some money while you're at it? Try this, you know, berry juice.
Yeah.
You can be one of the first of 500 people to get going."
But wait, this one's totally different than the last 15.
I miss those
before.
Days. Now it's like it's fucking everywhere. It's on my phone and. It's like, dude, get the fuck out of here. At least now I know what I'm in for, right? I'm going to my friend's house, and then I'm like, hey, you're not my friend anymore. I'll see you later. Then I can do that.
So I mean, with antioxidant stuff, antioxidants are good for you, but a shit ton of them is not.
Well, it's just like you just said with the B vitamins. It's like, and that, so I love talking about this stuff because my father was like Mr. MLM. Like he'd done every single one. So yes, he's done all the Monavies and goji juices and all the other berry fucking things. And I, you know, of course the trainer in me, I don't just, you know, punk my dad and say that's stupid, dad, you know, let me read it, dad. Let me see what it's all about, because I want to educate my dad on it and like explain to him. And they all have the same thing, right? It's loaded full of all these vitamins, all the every berry and fruit and thing that we know that's rich in vitamins and minerals is all in there. And then what makes them special and what makes Monavie different from Goji and whatever other brand that's out there is they all claim they have this special berry that they have to
super.
That is,
and it's always like the most obscure.
It's in the rainforest.
There's one mountain in the Himalayas, and there's a tree protected by a sloth.
Yes,
and we have to defeat the sloth to pick the berries.
And there's an inchworm that shits on it.
That's right.
Only once a year.
And the sun only gets direct sunlight for 4 hours of the day, so
we pick these berries by hand, and then we have Tibetan monks bless them.
Yeah, we wash it with
we wash it with the urine of the yak,
and then we mix it with our proprietary blend, and then we've patented that so nobody else can ever get this formula.
And this is the crown jewel of our entire company.
Yeah. No. Antioxidants, ladies and gentlemen, do not take pills with super high dose antioxidants. Actually, not that good for you to do that.
You can be acidic.
Well, they've shown, I'll tell you what, when my close family friend
like kill cells.
was fighting cancer and, you know, doing chemo and stuff, I was looking up studies, and high doses of antioxidants actually can prevent the killing off the cancer cells process with chemo and shit like that.
Oh, wow. No shit.
Yeah,
wow,
so,
that is not productive.
And look, there's a part of the process of the body where cells have to die. You don't want to make them fucking zombie cells, because then you get cancer. That's what that is. So antioxidants, good for you in super, super high dose. To be clear, I don't think there's anything in super high doses that's good for you that I'm thinking about.
Right.
Oxygen. Yeah. I need water. Oxygen to breathe. Should I just pump 100% oxygen in my lungs all the time? No, I'll fucking burn my lungs.
Right.
You know, water, you drown.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, I mean, it's true for all that stuff.
No, it's learning the balance. It just pains me when I see the people that are fitness professionals that are doing it. You know, it's like, have some integrity in what you guys do. It's like,
well, I think they just don't realize, you know, it just falls into that same trap of a pill. You know, like you're prescribing a pill. At that point, you don't even realize it's a pill.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to give you a solution that's just one thing, and it's bullshit.
Well, you guys know how effective the placebo effect is, too.
Oh, extremely.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's so effective.
And anecdotes, right? It's, everybody with their anecdotes.
That's it. A placebo effect is so effective. When they do studies, they have to account for it.
Yeah.
Because they know when they tell people you're taking a fat burner and there's nothing in it, a certain percentage of people are going to feel like they're burning body fat.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we all can attest for this. I don't know. I used to buy supplements on stuff that I knew that wasn't even that beneficial because I knew that when I spent the money on the supplements, that would make me go to the gym because I'm taking this.
No way.
Yeah. I'm like,
to just yeah, run through them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm spending $40 on this, so I better get my ass to the gym and go utilize it, right? It's like, exactly. That's a placebo effect. That's not really what it's doing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you just buy gym gear. At least you look good. Yeah, there, right?
I think the part that drives me fucking crazy, though, it makes me so mad, is that these are people that know me. You know I have a fucking radio show. You know this is the stuff we talk about. Yeah. You know you can come and just ask me first.
Not everybody listens to us.
No, it's like just
they listen, but they don't listen.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, I know you're listening
right
now.
They know, dude.
No,
some people.
It's like the little shit who just made a comment on my Instagram.
It doesn't saturate.
It's like, dude, you know, instead of telling us, like, who are you to have the credentials to tell me, like, fuck you, bro, because I don't list them in my bio. Because I don't list all my
everybody. Everybody's on board with Adam, by the way. And then there's just one kid. Yeah, right. Just one.
Just
one.
That's right.
He's like, what do you mean the detox teas aren't like, good?
Oh,
where's your credential?
Oh, I'm going to hammer him right now.
Yeah, I am.
Let's get him.
You know what? Our boy Joe Donnelly's got me all fired up again because since I saw him in Olympia and talked to him, I've been back on his feed reading all his stuff. And he tags me in all his posts now. Especially when he talks shit. And that I forgot, and I probably need to get back to it because what grew my Instagram, I think, more than anything else, the transformation thing was probably what kickstarted, but I used to do a lot of helpies like Sal did. And then when people would josh back and forth with me, I would talk shit and I would call you out.
My helpies are awesome.
Yeah, I would call people out and I'd get into these battles back and forth with people and, you know, and it got shared a lot. So I'm going to try and get back to of talking shit.
Here's what happens when you get really good at that, though, because I will purposely bait people.
Oh yeah,
I'll bait and I'll say,
yeah,
whoever,
nobody will step up.
No, I'll start a post and I'll literally put, whoever thinks this is an idiot, and I'll put idiot in big, like, I'm trying to bait you, you know.
Yeah.
If someone tells you to do this, they're stupid.
Yeah.
And like, nobody will say anything.
Well, see,
damn,
this is where you went wrong. This is where I'm okay, because
you pulled too much of your gun, bro.
I
showed
sprinkled.
It what it was. It was like a bazooka when they thought it was like a little pea shooter. Like,
yeah.
Because I make the case so well in the whole
post. Yeah,
you go way too far, bro.
If you read mine, like, it's like, I say some shit like that, and then I'll do,
I
like,
thought you were just lazy and you didn't want to.
No,
he's playing cute. He's like that, you know, that girl that's like, hi.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not really that smart. I go to Harvard, but I'm not smart.
Then I wait till you say some shit, and then I already have, like, yours written out in my notes. So I just copy and paste. It's like, what did you say? Black. Here's all the studies and here's how it really breaks down, you dumb shit. Yeah. Boom. But I save it, though. I come off, like Justin said, like the dumb blonde first. Yeah.
It's damn, I gotta try that.
Yeah, you're baiting us. You come off way
Nobody's
too.
Nobody's gonna believe you're a dumb blonde.
Yeah,
well,
because, yeah, like, you come off way too intelligent, way too soon.
You idiot.
And they're like, I'm not gonna question
idiot.
This guy.
Yeah.
Shit.
So I, okay.
You missed the boat.
So one of our girls,
because I'm Italian?
I gotta give
racist?
Some love. I gotta give some love to one of our Mind Pump fans, Rita. I ran into her for the first
time.
I'll
let you in this country.
At Orange Theory the other day. She came up to me and she was so excited to finally talk to me and meet me in person. And it was a great pleasure to sit and talk to her for a little bit. But she was just talking about, you know, all of us as a group. And, you know, she had been coming to Orange Theory for a long time before. She just literally, like, I think 2 weeks ago, she said 2 or 3 weeks ago, it hasn't been that long, that she had been listening to the podcast. And she says, you know, I have to admit to you, she goes, you know, I totally didn't download it at first when I first heard about it, because I just thought you were just some dummy and some bro and this and like that. And like, she's like insulting me, right, for like 5 minutes, right? And she's like, but it's totally not that, because as soon as I tuned in, I was like, oh my God, I fucking love these guys. Like, I had no idea you guys were that intelligent.
Oh, cool.
I said, yeah. So it was a backside compliment. It was totally nice and it was awesome.
That's why it's better to look stupid, because when you look stupid, people have... they have such low expectations.
Yes. Yeah, right.
That's what I always do. Dude, that's what I always do. You guys know that.
Yeah. I think you and I do that very well. Sal.
Yeah.
He comes right up.
I just stay underplayed, Sal, you know. I love, like, sitting back and letting people just dig a hole, you know, like, all the way to the other side of the world. And then I'll come in with the hammer.
The hammer.
Yeah. But I wait, dude. Oh, I'm so patient.
Sal like comes right out with like a scientific study before he even starts explaining. Well, actually, there's this a study that actually goes up. Yeah.
Well, because
I like to get to the root.
It's because I'm merciful. I don't want to
fucking burn it.
No, I'm merciful. I don't want to have to, like, you know what I mean? So, like, here, let me just tell you real quick so that you don't say anything.
Yeah, let me tell you how smart I am real quick.
No, that's
so you know to stop arguing.
That's not true.
He shows his venom.
You know,
like,
what though?
Right,
Justin and I are more like, no, you're stupid. No, you're stupid. No, you're stupid. Okay, here you go.
So silly. boom, yeah. knowledge. Yeah. You know, go boom. Cry. Yeah. Go but home
I,
and cry.
You know what, though? I hate it because some people just can't debate. They get offended and shit. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I don't get offended. You it's can fucking true. Rip me all day long. That's all good.
Well, yeah, you guys like, I honestly don't, I don't care for it too much unless like, it's like one of those things that I'm really passionate. I'm like, okay, no, let's go.
Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, like real deal stuff.
Well,
like that.
I feel like
yeah,
Justin bro. Doesn't, I think Justin will, like if he gets passionate or angry about something, you're going to feel it and know it. Where I think.
Yeah.
I'm a little more brain ninja. Like I'll kind of wizard you, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm not going to just come out and like insult you. I'm going to like slowly insult you. Better yet, I'm going to let you insult yourself, you know what I'm saying? By pulling it out nice and slow.
You do the Adam. Yeah. You know, when I've talked to people and a lot of people who sound like you, are actually stupid, and so they're like, wait, can you just call me stupid? Wait,
was that directed in this direction?
Yeah, I think he just called me stupid.
Well, I guess to finish it off, don't buy detox teas, don't buy bologna stuff on Instagram.
Stay away from MLM fucking super juices.
Let's all eat whole natural foods.
In fact, is there anything with the word super in front of it that's even that super?
Superman.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.